on radio, on TV. I heard he said just find a way to get me to the ballpark. He's Andy Dirks. You've been listening to him during this run. Andy, good morning.
What's going on, everybody?
We're doing great, and I can tell you're having a lot of fun during this run for the Tigers. What has you most excited when you show up to the ballpark?
Oh, man, there's so many things I can think of. Probably the biggest thing is just you just know that it doesn't always happen, you know? So it's like, why not just enjoy it? Like, just enjoy the snot out of it while we got it in front of us, because nothing's promised in the future. And I think I kind of lived through the, you know, my playing career, the playoffs. But when you're playing, you just it's a little different. You know, it's work. You're working. And this is like, I guess I am working, but I'm just trying to have as much fun watching these guys do their thing as possible.
From someone that has the knowledge that you have, the experience that you had, we're always trying to explain it. And there's nothing that we can find to explain how they've been able to come back and be in position to lock up postseason play. From your perspective, how do you explain it?
Yeah, I think they just – everybody has a choice in anything they do, you know, how you're going to go about your business, what your day is going to look like. And these guys have all just made a choice that we're just going to get better and play as a unit and really compete. I mean, every at-bat, every pitch, these guys are just competing their tails off. They're not afraid of anybody, which is hard. That's hard. They're a bunch of rookies and younger guys. Like, they don't have a lot of fear. It's there, but they don't let it affect them. And then they just really believe that if they have a lead, that they'll keep it. And if they don't have a lead, they'll get it. And, like, the odds on some of this stuff are just astronomically terrible, not in their favor. And here they come, right. You know, the fire in the building, and they're on the 27th floor, and it's like, well, they find a way out every time. It's like watching an old action movie, you know, where the good guy wins. And I'm like, as long as the good guy wins, I'm on it.
Andy, you played in playoff games on playoff teams here in Detroit. Those were very different rosters. You mentioned it, rookies, 12 rookies on this team. In a weird way, has that helped them? Like, play so loose?
I think it makes it even more exciting for me personally. Just because everybody loves the underdog. But, yeah, I mean, this is a bunch of guys with not a ton of big league experience, really at all. I think one game when all these guys first came up, I can't remember who we were facing, but he had like 10.5 years service time. And the entire Tigers starting lineup had like 8 years. Or it was like 10 years, 20 days, and the starting pitcher had like 10 years, 231 days. So one player had more service time than the entire Tiger squad, which is what it is. People say, well, they're just young and dumb and don't know any better. I think they do know better. They've been around sports their whole life. They've watched it. They just have a good comfortability factor with one another. They root for one another. There's no drama. Everything in that clubhouse is clicking right now.
Tarik Skubal, we've all been watching, and it's been so much fun to watch, and how consistent he has been the entire season. As a hitter, how much fear does he strike into opposing lineups?
I just think it's a guy you don't want to face. I mean, there's other guys you would rather face, you know. When you know that Skubal's going, he's going to be the best in the world right now at throwing a baseball, and he happens to throw at 98 miles an hour, and he's got a devastating changeup, a good slider, and he'll attack, and then he'll scream at you once he gets everybody out that he's done getting out. It's quite an experience, I'm sure, for these hitters. But nah, he's an animal, man. That dude is on another level right now.
He's intimidating. Andy Dirks is joining us this morning. Played for the Tigers, now part of the coverage both on radio and TV, chronicling this story. And this story has been awesome. They haven't clinched a playoff spot yet. Could do it tonight. I know the players have to live in the moment, but we start to dream about the postseason. How does this team match up if and when they get there?
I don't think anybody wants to play them. I can tell you that. Not in a three-game series, because you think about, okay, you run out Reese and Skubal and then do an opener and a bolt guy. This team's just proven way too many times that they will win ball games late. They've played in a ton of one-run games. They've come up from behind, I think, in the eighth inning or later, like 13 times. It's just, and these are against, like, back-end leverage arms. The guy, the comeback last night, off that lefty's throwing 98. Like, he's a dominant left-handed pitcher in the big leagues. They don't even care. They're like, I don't care. You might as well be Randy Johnson. Doesn't matter to me. We're going to get our hits. So who wants to play that team? No lead secure, and we have the best bullpen in the big leagues right now. It's like, I don't want to play that team.
One of the things I think they've done extremely well, and I'd love to hear your take on it, is base running. Taking the extra base when it's there, being able to get home when it's available, but just the awareness of these players, especially since we talked about 12 rookies. How important has the base running been in this run that they're having?
Their athleticism as a whole has been important, and I think these guys didn't understand when A.J. Hinch and Joey Cora said, oh, we're going to run the bases like madmen. They meant it. So they're in Seattle, and the story goes something like this. Guy doesn't go first to third. Next day they have a team meeting. Hey, we don't have as much power as these other teams. We don't have this. We don't have this. But what we do have is young legs. Let's use them. I don't think they said it exactly. That's probably how I would have said it. And from that point forward, it was like, if you get thrown out, we don't care. Like, management's not going to get mad at you if you get thrown out. Go. Press the envelope. Be aggressive. And now what you see is a team that's just become so default aggressive on the bases that it's just the norm. Like the ball and dirt read you saw Riley Green take yesterday. I mean, that's a huge play in the game. And can a guy get thrown out if he's doing that? Yeah. But does the defense have to do everything perfect? Yeah. So let's put a bunch of pressure on the defense and let them start peeing down their leg. That way we can score some runs. And that's kind of the offensive philosophy that's continued to trickle through this entire team. So now when you watch a game, they'll put tremendous pressure on a defense. They'll make the starting pitcher work, and the starting pitcher will be out there sweating. They're just like buckets at times because they're fouling off so many pitches with two strikes. It's just that the nature of this team is just that, like, we don't give up. We compete every single at bat. We compete every pitch. That's a hard team to play against.
Tonight, the White Sox have saved Garrett Crochet. They clearly want to spoil this for the Tigers. The Tigers, of course, could give them their 121st loss in MLB record. The competitor in you, how do you feel about what the White Sox are doing and the what's at stake here tonight on both sides?
Oh, I don't know as far as, you know, pitching Crochet, but it's like, I don't think the Tigers care. And I'll tell you this, the White Sox are going to lose at least 121 games, if not 123 games, because the team that they're coming into right now, this ain't somebody that's just going to roll over and die for you, you know, so that way you don't have to make history on the wrong side of it. It'll be a good – I think tonight will be a good matchup. It'll be good for the Tigers to face a guy like that again, because they've faced a ton of great pitchers down the stretch here and beat a lot of them. But, you know, those are big-time arms, and when you get the postseason, guess what you see?
Big time arms. Yep.
That's it, man. Like, you don't go in the postseason and all of a sudden you're like, oh, look, Joey Dado over here from AAA just got called up and he's got an ADRA in AAA. Let's have some fun today, boys. No, it's like, here's a horse, here's a stud. You got to go out and beat those guys.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The best thing about sports is that whether you're going to a game, you get to suspend reality for 2.5 hours. You don't have to think about a lot of things that are going on in your life. A lot of us have suspended reality because they're doing the improbable. If you look into your crystal ball, how far does this go?
Oh, man. Well, I would say the World Series is that's the answer. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they're wanting to go. But I think for all of us, what the team is doing right now is they're preparing for one game and they're doing their best to prepare for that game and go out and play that game. I think as a base, what we should do is mark on our calendar what the next game is, take off work, like work, whatever, you know, tell our bosses, tell our spouses, tell our kids, like, sorry, I can't change your diaper today. The Tigers are on. And go out and just enjoy the moment, because we know as a city, like, you don't get this every single year. So let's just go out, enjoy it, root for our boys, and have some fun in each game. And hopefully it ends up that they get huge rings on their finger and we get to go do a parade. That would be awesome.
Love the idea of it. Yeah. Andy Dirks, you've been listening to him on the radio. You've been watching him on TV. He's been giving away Tiger tickets on Twitter. I mean, Andy, we love...
I got some more coming up, too. I got some more.
How can people get them?
To give away. Well, it just depends, because now I'm having people donating tickets for the giveaways, which is kind of cool. You know, people that can't make games or whatever. So it's hopefully it's something that just continues.
So if someone's listening right now going, well, hold on, these are expensive tickets for Friday night. Andy just said he's got some. Follow you on Twitter? I mean, how can they have a chance to win them?
On Twitter, what I'll do is I'll do like a contest, like I did best Jake Rogers quote yesterday. And then, you know, you drop in your quote, and then we go through and we just randomly pick somebody. You know, obviously your quote has to be good. You have to put a little thought into it or use whatever. And then I sent a guy yesterday tickets behind home plate in the parking pass. Another person had three tickets up in 115. A guy pulled his son out of school, which was sweet. I was like, yes, pull your son out of school, get him to the yard. Uh-huh. That kid's going to have the best day of his life. Another guy had his mother. It was like his mother's birthday, who's been a Tigers fan since, like, you know, the Tigers fan from since 1937. I've been a Tigers fan. I listen to every game on the radio. That lady, you know, that you don't want to mess with.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he took her, so that was cool.
Andy, it's been great. We appreciate some of your time this morning. Continue to enjoy the run. We all are.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's 97.1. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.